found that, in fact, this policy did not promote the health, safety, and welfare of children, that there was all the evidence to the contrary, and no evidence put up by the state, by the way, showing that gay people might be bad foster parents.
But Republican State Senator Jim Holt says the courts have overstepped their jurisdiction and did not look at all the evidence.
The judge had said there are no studies that show that the homosexual family or the environment is problematic for the child. And there are thousands of studies. Actually, I've got over 10,000 here that show just the opposite.
That figure, 10,000 studies, is frequently cited by children's psychologist and Christian conservative Dr. James Dobson, founder of Focus on the Family. Senator Holt relied on that statistic and other data when he co-sponsored a failed bill seeking a ban on gay foster parents and adoption in 2005. Now he's counting on the 2007 legislature to reinstate a ban.
I think where the public opinion is going now, though, it's going to be in our favor, and I think we'll have it passed with no problem.
That confidence has been echoed by both Democratic and Republican candidates around Arkansas. Within days of the Supreme Court ruling, they pledged to support a bill that would restrict foster parenting to legally married couples. Gay marriage was outlawed here in 2004. As for Arkansas State child welfare officials, spokesperson Julie Munsell says her agency is disappointed that it can no longer place children in what it considers to be ideal environments.
A mother and father figure in the home, a two-parent married couple in the home.
In the meantime, foster children languish in the state system. In 2004, the state counted 6,500. 2,200 were in some type of foster home, the rest in residential facilities. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.